What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today, and here with another one from an article that says Thai Black Man. Excuse me. It says it's an article from Thai Black Man. It says Black Man, maybe she's not the one. The introduction of this article says, no one understands the mind and heart of a woman like a woman. Relationships can be difficult to navigate. A woman with reliable male friend or brother has an asset in this, and that she is able to run relationship situations by a man. He will tell her when the problem is clearly her, but he can also help navigate her through signs that say run. Men need to have the same advocate when it comes to understanding women. Everyone comes to the table with baggage and a past. How one deals with such things is very important. Very true. I think Black men are very tolerable when it comes to Black women. I think we tolerate a lot of stuff, but I think we tolerate a lot of things when the signs are there. We kind of just look the other way for Black men. But if you just want the status of, I got a Black queen, you know what I'm saying? Our Black queen, she's gorgeous. She an 8, she a 9, she a 10. But she screams that this ain't for you, bro. It's just not the one for you. But let's continue. They have 5 reasons why maybe she's not the one. Also, it says there are a few signs that should tell a man she isn't the one for you. It doesn't matter how kind, beautiful, accomplished, reliable she is. Certain behaviors spell disaster. If you can avoid the landmines, it will save you the scars later down the line. But no one is perfect, but some behaviors mean she has more work to do on self before entering a relationship. And again, a relationship is a marriage that people have to understand. And that's what a relationship is. It's a marriage. So basically, men and women have to understand they have to undergo a lot of self work, you know, before they are entering a marriage, which is, i.e., relationship. But here, they gave us 5 of them. Let's read them. Number 1 says, if you find yourself getting to know a woman on a biological clock, that could spell disaster. If she is wanting to get to know you at a rapid speed while dropping constant hints about the need to get married as she isn't getting any younger, press pause. Fights will start because she will attempt to accelerate the relationship. If you try to slow it down, you might find yourself facing the guilt trip by which she beats herself up for not being enough, or you are accused of cheating. Okay. That's an understatement. Yeah. Yeah, because, like, women wait until, what, they're 35 till they decide they're ready, you know, settle down, you know. Then she wants to rush things. And it's like, not about you, baby, because it's about him. You know what I'm saying? I believe Kevin Samuels said it best. It should be at least from 3 to 6 months, a man should consider to know where he wants to marry you. That's kind of true, in my opinion. But here's number 2. Both parties should be supportive of others' dreams. Number two, if you find that all your dreams are stupid, downplayed, or not good enough, leave. If you don't feel comfortable sharing your dreams and goals, she isn't the one. Building a life together is about being able to support one another. That should not be one-sided. That is so true. Brothers, we got goals. You know what I'm saying? For all my brothers that are listening, we understand that a woman got goals, but you got goals too. You know what I'm saying? Your goals could be, doesn't really have to be buying a house. It could be buying a business. One of your goals could be learning how to box. You know what I'm saying? Want to be athletically fit. You don't necessarily have to be a boxer, but that's what your goal is. Like, that's, you know, that's a goal. What else a goal? You want to travel. You want to get a certain car. Not the car that she thinks you should have, but the car that you want to have. If she's not up to understanding that of your goal, because I don't agree with dreams, but I think it should be worded as goals, then that's even better. Your goals don't have to be surrounded around the house, especially these economic times. I mean, I'd rather have business, be able to buy my, one of my goals are to buy a business on the short term. And then long term goal is to have 7 of them. My goals used to be about buying a house. I don't want that anymore. It's changed, shifted. But if I can't find a woman that can support me on my goals like I can support hers, then yes, done deal. Number three, disagreements happen, yeah. But if you find yourself with a lady whereby every day something is wrong, you may find yourself emotionally drained. If nothing you do makes her happy, there may be something deeper that is the issue. If she won't allow you to be there for her, every one move you make causes a fight. She may be going through a very turbulent time, but you might not be the person to see her through it, especially if you're just getting to know her. For her sake, be honest about what you can handle. Yeah, be transparent, fellas. It's not weak to be transparent with a woman, you know what I'm saying? Be transparent with yourself. Be transparent with your significant other that you want to be with. Number four, no one deserves to be a punching bag. If you are with a woman that is violent, run. Let's be honest, you are not in a position whereby you are physically defending yourself without consequences. If she is incapable of handling disagreements, cut that off while you can. Everyone has a breaking point. There are women that believe that they can fight like a man and will do so, but they will call the police if you defend yourself to get away. Save yourself the drama. Let's read that again. Everyone has a breaking point. There are women that believe, hold on, my screensaver. Hold on, folks. Really? We're doing this? Hold on. Yeah. It says, everyone has a breaking point. There are women that believe they can fight like a man and will do so, but they will call the police if you defend yourself to get away. Save yourself the drama. Facts. Let's put our hands to ourselves, people. If she won't put her hands up, fella, all I can say is you turn around and end it right there. Self-control on both ends, fellas. Not only to yourself, but women need to have self-control on their end. You have a break point, walk away. Number five, if she's too good for your family, no matter how accepting they are of her, she's not the one. Save yourself the craziness of trying to reconcile a woman that cares not for your origins. If family is very important to you but not her, this will be a point of contention in a relationship. Yeah, family, guys. This can be a follow-up to the quote-unquote mama's boys or men who have to take care of their moms or fathers, you know, either via they've been living with their parents or their parents are now widowed. This can also affect where she doesn't respect that you taking care of your mom or your dad or your uncle, of which you want to be with her, but you have to take care of your your elderly. That's life, you know what I'm saying? And that's the vice versa for the woman, because I've seen plenty of times where it's okay for her to take care of her parents, and you should be okay with that. But when it comes to you, you have to take care of your parents. They kind of frown on that. A lot of them do. So, but that's my point of view from thy black man. Black man, maybe she's not the one. Until next time, guys, be amazing.